of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Friday has arrived. Yes, it is. It's 4-11-14. There's the voice of Jennifer Horn, who's here. Ken Kessler is working in Las Vegas today and for the weekend. So therefore, we'll leave whatever Facebook comments and the things that Jennifer likes to be.
Yeah.
Focused on Facebook. She has a good time there. So comments galore.
I'll be able to dig around a little for
She's
you.
She's a digger.
I'm a digger.
She's a digger.
Speaking of.
Yeah, let's dig around here a little bit. Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
In the controversial spotlight, comments made by Mr. Aaron. This, by the way, this week is the anniversary of Babe Ruth's home run record being surpassed by Mr. Aaron. So I don't know whether the prominence of that promotion managed or prompted him to compare the Republican Party to the Ku Klux Klan. He has made, I suppose, some friends.
His quote was that back in his days as a player, he said things haven't changed in race relations. He said back then they had hoods, now they have neckties and starched shirts.
Mm-hmm. So the suggestion, it's kind of a... How do I do this so I don't get myself into a jam here? There are things that have been said by people who I know that live here in Massachusetts that didn't vote for Barack Obama that are decidedly and disgustingly, disturbingly negative. The racial stuff does play into some people's thinking. It does. Whether these people are all Republicans, whether you'd find a Democrat, more likely to find somebody who would identify himself or herself as a Republican rather than a Democrat to have some of these thoughts in his or her mind and express them. And express them, they will. I've, again, heard from people who have moderate levels of intelligence, moderately good jobs, people who just don't like him because of the color of his skin. Now, having said that, to further the debate or the discussion, this week Eric Holder got upset with Representative Louie Gohmert's questioning him, the Texas Republican going, as these guys back and forth do, administrators sit in chairs in front of congressmen and they get grilled. Eric Holder, I've always thought, is a thin-skinned, really horrible administrator, has no business in the job that he has. And so he plays the race card in discussing things where he is inept with Mr. Gohmert. Holder,
right, it's his way of fighting back without...
Well, he doesn't give any answers. He just throws up the race card.
Right.
Like Lois Lerner pleads
the fifth.
Because
he took a hammering, to be fair.
Yeah, he did. Right, but he deserved it because he's horrible.
And everybody else in his position over the last 25 years has probably taken that same kind of...
Yeah, to a point.
Yeah.
And they have deserved it as well.
Right.
All right. So the tough questioning, is it just political or is it racial? That's what has come up because Holder suggested that it was racial. And then these people who don't do it, when they throw that up there, that sort of stops the debate. Stops the discussion. So what do you then? Where does it go? It doesn't go anywhere. So he effectively thwarted more questioning of any meaning because he says, "Don't go there." And so,
So how have we become so terrorized as a society by being called a racist that does end the conversation?
I think to a point, yes.
I think so, too. People throw that around you. Don't call me a racist.
Yeah.
When the truth is, everybody's a little bit racist, whether you're black, white, green, orange, or purple.
You think you
people,
are?
You know what? I don't think that I ever judge someone based on the color of their skin in life once I get to know them. But, of course, you stereotype people. I mean, I would be lying. Everybody would be lying to say
if
that they
I
don't do that.
If I saw a group of black kids coming at me and I was on the same, walking down the street and they were on the same side of the street, I'd go to the other side of the street.
Would you see? I mean, you're being honest.
Right. I would. But that, why is that?
But
what was I taught?
Would I ever deny someone who's black that came into my office and wanted to interview for a job, whatever? So, can't hire you, but never. I always, you know what I mean? It's not.
Well, that was when it gets down to the nitty gritty of who's most qualified, the old business about, and this goes back even to the Trayvon Martin thing. I'm thinking about recent incidents where people think, I had a conversation with somebody this week or last week, it was recently anyway, about Zimmerman and Martin and whether he was murdered, and this person thinks he was, and I'm now trying to remember even whether that person was black. I think that it may have been that they were. I'm trying to remember who it was, but I know that distinctively in my mind, it stands out that the conversation went toward race, as it often does. So are we further along than we were after the Civil War or before the Civil War? Yep. Do we have prejudices? Yep. Prejudices are not just aimed at color of skin, colors of hair.
A lot of time age.
Colors of, right, exactly, weight.
Yep.
What you do for a living, how much money you have. There are all kinds of prejudices. So why does this one, based on skin color, carry more weight than the other prejudices, which could be just as bad?
This is the one that has terrorized people. They don't want to be called a racist. They don't want to have that label. For whatever reason, this is the one, whether it's the role the media has played or just culture, I don't know. But this is definitely the one that is most counted.
How do you feel about this? 888-302-3684 is an issue that needs some airing. I think that Hank Aaron went too far. Are there some members of the GOP who are not very open-minded? Absolutely.
Yeah. And
are there members
of the
Democratic Party that are not open-minded? Yep. They have no right. They have no place in their mind for anybody who doesn't think. There's great intolerance on both sides. So, but the specific comments comparing Republicans to the KKK are not well thought out, because not everybody who's a Republican is going to think that way. Any more than there aren't any Democrats anywhere. I mean, I know Democrats who don't think Obama ought to be president based on his skin color. So the fact that this has been played up in the news media the way it has been, and it gets this simplistic treatment, Hank Aaron said what he did the way he did, it's simplistic, and he leaves himself open for criticism.
And it's wrong.
If you have specifics on people who are acting that way, it would have been much better, because we all know there are people who do that act that way. So bring those to the surface, and then you got something that people will listen to and pay attention to. Hank Aaron's comments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 14 after the hour.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 11th through the 14th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. If you're going with a new color, test it out first. Paint a sample on a square of cardboard and hang it up in the room for a couple of days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you are ready to go. If you have more painting questions, the experts at Sherwin-Williams will help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston beer.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Launford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Launford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I are here discussing some of the issues of the day, and there's a certain prejudice aimed at Stephen Colbert, who may have...
Doug Michael said he doesn't like the French.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because there are a lot of people who think that Stephen Colbert is too old to get done what they want to do at CBS. I said Jay Leno would have been a perfect choice, get another maybe 5 years out of him over there and keep
for
the
me,
audience
it's not
that they
about
have.
Age so much. It's about appealing to middle America, and I just don't know that he does.
Colbert,
but no one
is
does.
An arrogant
well,
leftist.
No one knows because he's in character every time we've ever seen
well,
him. We don't know what
you
he's
can, nah,
he's
you
like.
Can get. You can get where he's.
I'm not
from.
A big fan of this whole idea, though.
No. Interesting that Jon Stewart told New York Magazine he thought that Colbert would be an amazing host of the Late Night Show.
Hmm.
And they may have been, Comedy Central belongs to CBS, so he's in-house.
Right, right.
In the family. Meanwhile, Tracy Morgan.
Or Craig Ferguson.
Oof. Yeah. He told Matt Lauer on Today yesterday that he wanted to be the host. He wanted to replace David Letterman.
Who now, did it? I want to be the host.
Okay.
How about
so
you?
let me go back to the racist stuff for a minute, okay? Tracy Morgan, in my opinion, is not funny. He's annoying.
Yeah, you've never liked him.
I said that to somebody who said, "Well, you don't like black comedians?" And I looked at him and said, "What are you talking about?"
No, I don't like Tracy Morgan.
I don't care for Tracy Morgan's approach. I don't think he's the reason I stopped watching 30 Rock.
Okay, so that's where you were exposed to him and you didn't like him was on 30 Rock?
Any more than I don't like Kevin Hart. I think he's an annoying SO gun himself. But do I like Ice Cube? Yeah, I think Ice Cube is quite talented, frankly. Ice tea, I like it.
It's delicious, unsweetened, please.
I knew you were going to say that. But I mean, I think that why is it that we've become so simplistic? Maybe that's what it is, Jennifer. We've become so simplistic when it comes to race, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to politics. You know, there are people who I guess the word is celebrate the fact that Kathleen Sebelius resigned her post as the Department of Health and Human Services Secretary. She was horrible.
Right. It was the right thing to
she's
do.
She's a horrible administrator, doesn't do the job. It has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. She just is incompetent. And it was too much of a job. Who could have handled it better? I don't know. I will tell you, I think Hillary Clinton has been one of the, despite Benghazi, has been one of the best secretaries of state that I remember in my lifetime.
Did you see the shoes she got tossed at her yesterday?
Dulles, no. What happened then?
Someone, she was at an event. Someone took a shoe and threw it at her.
Yeah.
She ducked. She didn't get hit. But
good for her. Did she laugh about it?
She made a joke. Said, is this like Cirque du Soleil? Was that a shoe?
Good for her. See, she got a sense of humor, which is what a lot of people don't have, frankly.
Yeah, you get a shoe to the head. You got to laugh, I guess.
Well, George Bush did.
He sure did.
Well, he ducked and then made some comments, so... Lovely. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
About the latest episode of American Idol, a lot of speculation in the media today. As soon as American Idol is over, Ryan Seacrest's contract is over. He's getting paid $15 million a year. Will it be renewed? Who the heck else would they put there? Are they going to try one more season of this? Well, maybe they won't. That'll be interesting. If they don't announce immediately a re-up, then there'll be a lot of speculation as to whether American Idol will return, I think.
Right. You know, I was thinking Ryan would have been an excellent candidate for Letterman.
No,
he wouldn't. And then I started thinking, what? No, because
terrible.
He's not very vulnerable. He's more of a host. Yeah. He's like a game show host, not necessarily.
He could do Matt Lauer's role.
Yeah. Although.
All right. Let's there's a, someone just pulled the rug out from under Jennifer. Meanwhile, last night on American Idol, Jessica Mewes, Dexter Roberts, and Caleb Johnson got through the round. CJ was on the in the bottom two. Let's listen to that discussion.
The first person safe tonight and making it through is to the screen we go. Let's see a face, Caleb. So, getting good news tonight. Who is it going to be? We're screaming out names. Let's go to the screen and find out who it is. And she sprints to the round. So, we've got Dexter and CJ remaining here. I can tell you, one of you is safe and the other is in the dreaded bottom two. Let's reveal the face of the person who will continue tonight in the competition. That person in the screen right now, who is it? Dexter!
All right. So,
Jessica, I don't know if I like the screen. Do you?
Let's look
at the screen.
All right. Jessica, Dexter, and Caleb make it through, as does, I'm going to give you the bottom line here, spoiler alert, as does Jenna, Alex, and Sam Wolf. Malaya Watson is eliminated.
No.
CJ safe for at least one more week. All right, so that's how it worked out last night on American Idol. Meanwhile, last night on the late night shows, no mention of Stephen Colbert with either Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers.
Pay wages are a big issue right now, and during a town hall yesterday, Chris Christie, we love Chris Christie, he said that he vetoed a higher minimum wage in New Jersey because it raised the rate by too much too soon. Incidentally, too much too soon was also the weight on Christie's birth certificate. And
That isn't funny.
He shouldn't be a doctor if you write something like that down on the birth certificate.
You'd be kicked out of the medical profession.
Yes. Chris Christie's going to hit me one day. You got big hands, too.
Big ham sandwich.
He's not ham. Don't say he's ham-handed.
Interesting science news. Scientists have discovered the world's oldest cardiovascular system within a 520 million year old shrimp fossil, which they in turn found at Red Lobster.
He's getting funnier, I think. He's actually settling in.
The Fallon comment was completely unfunny.
Listen to you.
It was. completely. I'm going to not let. There's no holes barred now for these guys. They want support, and they're going to be judged on what they say.
Doug Steffen on the case.
Yes. Speaking of being on the case, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, can they just please go away?
I'm so sick of them.
Conscious uncoupling.
Yes.
Gwyneth really didn't want to do what got done, according to today's New York Post, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to continue pretending that she and Chris were together. It was his idea to announce the split.
Yeah, because he wanted to eat some Oreos.
Really?
That's one of the reasons they broke up, because she wouldn't let him or the kids eat junk food.
Oh.
She's a really healthy eater.
Apparently,
like a really healthy eater.
Not a lot of,
can you imagine ending your marriage over a bag of Oreos?
I can't imagine not being able to eat Oreos, frankly. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Coming right up, are proposals to limit early voting racially motivated?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question. Are proposals in some Republican states to cut back on early voting possibly racially motivated?
We've had 46 prosecutions and convictions of voter fraud in 46 states in the United States since the year 2000. No, I don't think that these are racially motivated. And I think when you look at the number of states, 46, that have had criminal prosecutions and convictions since 2000, yeah, we do have a problem.
Let's get real about what's going on here. There isn't much evidence. That is not a lot. We should be about making it as easy as possible for every American to get to the polls. The Republican Party is having a real problem with a new American majority, mm-hmm. with women, young people, African Americans. The numbers do not look very good for any of those constituencies, and their base is dependent upon a dwindling number of essentially white men.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's now 33 after the hour, the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley. She's Jennifer. Kenny is off today. Our focus now as we lean in a little bit to some of the issues that are important today and have been this week, the story of Alex Hribal. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. H-R-I-B-A-L, right?
Uh-huh.
16-year-old student who stabbed 22 people in his Pennsylvania high school. According to the police, he is confused.
He didn't know why he did it, I guess.
And depressed.
Yeah.
That's what his attorney also said in an interview. Attorney Patrick Thomasy said on Good Morning America, "I think he understands what he did. I don't think that he, at this point, understands the gravity of what he did. I don't think he realizes how severely injured some of the people are. And hopefully there's no death involved in any of these circumstances. We're praying for everybody."
How do you feel if you're his parents?
Well, I haven't figured out who his parents. I see now lots of parents who are talking about this, but I haven't heard or
I've heard from their parents. I mean, his parents have already reached out and said, you know, obviously apologized, sent their best and their prayers and blah, blah, blah. But they seemed that they were very surprised because this kind of behavior was shocking to them because he'd never really gotten into trouble. They didn't ever see this coming. There were no indicators that this was even a possibility.
I don't know how to read that. Let's bring on Dr. Kathy Seifert, who is here. She specializes in the assessment and treatment of individuals who are at risk for violence and are emotionally disturbed, behaviorally disordered, victimized, delinquent, and or suffer from attachment disorder. A lot of words there. Dr. Seifert, thank you for joining us. There are a lot of people who think we are overdoing the emphasis and treatment on people who are just bad. Nobody seems to think this kid was a bad kid, but do we get too involved in some of their rhetoric, some of the labels? Can we get down to brass tacks with in a situation like this? Why do these things happen?
Well, the reality is that, and I've heard it said on a lot of shows, that really there has to be something wrong when somebody commits a heinous act like this. And so what that means to me, being a psychologist, is something led up to it. And to me, if we understand what led up to it, perhaps we can prevent some of these horrible things from happening. So from my end, looking at after it happens, there are things we can do, but really the point is looking at prevention. There are things that lead up to it.
All right. You've written a book called How Children Become Violent, and also the college textbook Youth Violence. So let's take what you have written here, what your research has come up with, and apply it to this sort of circumstance, or to the shooting at the base. That guy had to have, he didn't overnight in his 30s become the way he is, and you go back to a lot of these circumstances that have existed over the past, almost 20 years? These things, you can go back to the 1920s, these sorts of things have been happening, but they're certainly more recurrent now that we have more population. And there are a lot of people who point at violent video games. There are a lot of people that point circumstances in a number of directions. What's truth? What's fact here?
Well, what's fact is that there is no one thing that causes someone overnight to become violent and to strike out and hurt other people. It's the build up of multiple negative factors that reach a perfect storm, and then you have your flashpoint, your trigger event, and it goes over the edge. And so some of those factors might be, there might be mental illness, although most mentally ill people are not violent. But if it comes with anger management problems and problems at home and problems at school and major difficulties with relationships and other things, those can build up.
There are those who would say that this is all doublespeak, there's a basic bottom line to people knowing what's right and wrong. And in your work, I wonder if you ever feel like, do you ever get exasperated? Do you ever look around and see all this violence and all these problems and think, there's got to be one. But there are a lot of people who point to drugs. The kids are put on.
Oh, yeah.
People are not given, if you have good basic breakfast foods and not all the sugar, when the students go to school, a lot of them are put in a corner or they're sent because they're bouncing off the walls because of all the sugar in their system. It seems an easy thing to detect, and yet we seem to be more praying at the altar of the gods of drugs than we are common sense.
Well, you got to have common sense. And there are children who are not being raised with common sense, and that is absolutely true. But usually it's not the simple explanations. Sugar by itself, a high sugar diet, while it's not good for you, is not by itself going to make somebody become violent. But if a child is living in a home where there's domestic violence and other things are going on at school that are not going well and the child's not fitting in at school, it's the multiple things coming together.
That doesn't seem to be the case with this fellow, though. None of those ingredients seem to be here. And so I'm wondering, I go back to the chemical stuff, and I don't even mean, drugs to a point. We all know that our composition, even though we all, according to a number of things that were done over the last 20 years, there was a study, I'm trying to remember what it was called, where we all sort of were thought to be chemically about 99 and 44 one-hundredths the same. But yet, how the chemicals balance. Some people have neurological problems. They don't have enough of in the brain chemicals to adjust. There are different mixes. And when you add exterior influences, who knows? Who can predict what will actually happen?
And actually, that's been my life's work. And I can predict with some degree of accuracy those that are at risk. And my work is about prevention and reducing the risk that those children will become violent.
Happy to hear I'm happy to hear your work is about prevention. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then noticing, recognizing, parents being on the ball, the problem is with a lot of parents, they just don't care about their children. That's something that is more unique to this generation, maybe the past generation, than it was with our generation. Just parents don't care. Don't give a damn about their children.
Right.
Yeah.
And those are the kids at risk where they're at home with parents who aren't watching them, who don't care. Again, doesn't appear to be the case in this situation, but I guarantee you, as they look further into it, they will find multiple factors that were there, but they haven't come to the surface yet.
Well, there has to be. There's got to be something. All right, Dr. Seifert, thank you for being here. Dr. Kathy Seifert. With some thoughts on what happens in general and maybe more specifically. She says there is more to this than meets the ear, and something's going to come out that will indicate that this teenage boy wielding the kitchen knives going on that stabbing rampage
has
something else going on. Well, we ought to have a reason.
Yeah.
There must be a reason. You just do it. Something's screwy there someplace. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Isoril. E-Y-E-S-E-R-Y-L. Jennifer?
Yes.
Isoril is a breakthrough natural peptide proven to quickly reduce puffiness and bags under your eyes. That's the main ingredient, the peptide Isoril, shown to work in the clinical studies. And that's why Genucel is as good and successful as it is to get rid of puffiness and bags under your eyes and lines around your eyes. Genucel also adds plant stem extract, which is clinically shown to reduce inflammation, because that's really what the puffiness and the bagginess around your eyes. It's inflammation. And most all of the problems in our body come from inflammation. No matter what's going on in your body, inflamed organs, arteries, shoulder, knees, whatever, all that stuff, arthritis, it's all inflammation. So to take care of that when it comes to your face, you need something that really has come from the world of science, and that's what Genucel is. It defies aging of the skin. It's the 1-2 punch to get rid of the stubborn bags under your eyes. So if you would like to get rid of the bags under your eyes, may I suggest that you call 800-543-9262 to get results in 12 hours using Genucel. 800-543-9262. Instant effects, in a manner of speaking, 12 hours, pretty quick. Order Genucel right now and get a jar of Esotique Collagen Builder, absolutely free. Mention Doug Steffen with your order, 800-543-9262. This is not inexpensive, but this is a way for you to actually combat the problem. I'm telling you that it works, and that's guaranteed or your money back. Genucel for the face, not so much just generally, but under your eyes and around your eyes. Bagginess and puffiness goes poof. 800-543-9262.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! That was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massachusetts. Boston.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I always love that. Use as directed.
Right.
Use as directed. Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds. Keeps working for 12 hours. Please use it as directed. 13 before the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Hopes are getting higher and higher and higher in the search for the plane. The Australian Prime Minister says authorities are confident they are hearing signals from the recording devices in the plane, but it's a race against time as the batteries weaken. I was listening to an overview of how silly all of this is, as I believe it is just silliness. It's not silly to the people who have family
right.
on the plane, for sure.
They want.
So I'm not trying to be insensitive, but there aren't any of those people listening to me anyway, so I can feel free to talk about how silly all of this is. In terms of, let's compare this to the Titanic, which sunk in water about this deep, maybe not quite this deep, and it took 70 years to find the Titanic. So if the plane is down in water that is essentially 3-4 miles down, and it's in a place where you can't possibly imagine there any light, you got to go down with one of those submarines, the submarines that are not manned to begin with, and look around down there. But under the circumstances, I guess there's just the requirement these days to have completion.
Mm-hmm.
Finish
it. The drama. It's the story.
Get it done. Da-da-da-da.
They've made it into a soap opera.
Speaking of that, Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux, are they still getting married?
I don't know.
Planning a wedding, a tropical wedding. Magazine reports that they have planned to tie the knot in Mexico. Whoops,
she
wait a minute.
Loves Mexico. She's in Cabo all the time.
Let's go to Hawaii.
That's right.
Bring some friends. Have a vacation. Let's have, this is where she went. She had never been there before. She and Adam Sandler did Just Go With It. And so she likes it. I love Hawaii. Frankly.
Yeah, I would say I'd rather get married in Hawaii than Cabo.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Cabo.
But Cabo, you can't go anywhere. You're
sure
in Cabo,
can.
That's it. Where are you going to go?
Well,
it's not safe to be anywhere else.
Where else do you want to go on your honeymoon? You're doing it wrong if you want to go too far.
Well, there's got to be something else to. I mean, at this point, they've been dating for 4 or 5 years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
They've been together.
They've been together for a while.
Come on. What's going to be new about just being in a different place?
Oh,
come
Daddy.
On.
Where's your romance?
Well, it's not. Romance is an everyday thing. I'm romantic every day, Jennifer. I thought you knew that. Romance is. Not, but romance is great. Certainly nothing about it that is overrated. But the other side of the story is why I think it's.
Are you okay?
I'd go
You're
to
choked up.
Hawaii. Well, because I'd like to go to Hawaii and be romantic too, actually.
Well, there you go.
After the hour.
Wow. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Past the hour. We were discussing, just for your listening and dancing pleasure, so you know why I, when I come back, I'm chuckling. It's not fair to have a chuckle and the audience not know what's going on. I am disturbed by the KKK comment that was made by Hank Aaron, even though I have great respect for him. I think the comment, whether we've taken it out of context or not is another question. But I asked our producer, Michael Fortier, to find some audio someplace from a KKK rally. And strangely enough, he can't seem to find, I don't know whether it's because he's a closet member of the KKK. I'm not sure what the problem is, but I can't believe we can't find some audio.
Well, I think that means he's clean, actually, because if he were a closet member, he'd probably have access to this kind of stuff.
Really? So do you think he's just refusing because he thinks I'm over the top? Or
yeah, I'm just making an editorial decision.
Really? Thank you,
Rich. He's watching out for your best interest.
Of course he is. All right, speaking of someone who watches out for your best interests, this is Tech Talk time on Good Day, and Shelley Palmer is here to wrap up the week with a conversation about how Samsung's Galaxy S5 smartphone can be used as a baby monitor. My heavens, what will they think of next? So if you have some babies around the house and you're interested in what's going on with them 24/7, this may be your ticket. Stand by for the info here on Good Day.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Samsung's Galaxy S5, available now through most major wireless carriers, is an awesome phone in many ways. But did you know that it can also double as a baby monitor? Samsung's newest flagship phone features a baby crying detector that's capable of setting off a vibrating alarm to let you know to check on your newborn, as long as you own a Galaxy Gear smartwatch that's paired to your phone. The detector will work best if it's about 1 meter away from the baby with as little background noise as possible. The feature can be found in the accessibility menu of the Galaxy S5 and uses the smartphone's microphones to listen for a baby's cry before sending a vibration to your Galaxy Gear. Samsung wants new parents to remember that a smartphone is no replacement for human caregiving, but if you're willing to leave your phone and your newborn in a different room and don't want to shell out the cash for a dedicated baby monitor, Samsung's smartphone and smartwatch can do the trick. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobile Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobile Super, for long engine life.
Doug Steff and Jennifer Horn with the story of Carol Fabarge. Worked for 30 years in the Claremont school system in New Hampshire. Left her position a week ago after she refused to unfriend students on Facebook. Ms. Fabarge, been a substitute teacher at the school, was given an ultimatum to disconnect from the students or face dismissal. She didn't feel she should give in, and now she's out of a job. She joined Facebook 5 years ago. Over that time, amassed a collection of friends that included current and former students. She felt it was a good way to be connected to her students. It appears those who have been in her classroom agree. Reporters spoke to some former students, said Facebook is a great way to communicate with people when you are going through stuff at home. My daughter, who's a teacher, will not connect on Facebook to anybody she currently teaches, but she has lots of Facebook friends who were former students. Perhaps that would have been the way for this to have been handled on Facebook. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.